This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, welcome everyone. Sechta Moed Katan, Daf Chaf Aleph, Amar Aleph. We're going to start Chaf Amar Beis, three lines from the bottom. Amemar Shachav Le Barbare. Amemar's grandson passed away. Kara Ilave. So he tore Kriya. This is based on what we learned previously, that a person sits Avelos, not only for their relatives, but for a relative's relatives, especially a son's son or a father's father. So he even tore Kriya. Asa Bray, now his son came, Kara Ba'ape. So he tore again in his presence, because he realized that he was only supposed to tear Kriya in the presence of his son, not if his son is not there. No Indian stam of showing mourning. It's a way of honoring the Avel. So now that the Avel came, he tore again. Idgar Demiyushav. He remembered that he did it sitting. Kara. He remembered that he tore sitting. Come, he got up. Kara Muman. He tore standing. Amar Le Rav Ashi La Meimar. Rav Ashi said to Meimar, Kriya Dema Umad Menolan. How do I know that you're supposed to tear Kriya standing? Dechsiv. Vayakam Iyov Vayikra Esme Eloi. Iyov got up and he tore his garment. So from here we learn that when you tear Kriya, it's supposed to be what? Standing. Okay, so Gemara learns from this pasuk in Iyov that the proper position to be in when one is tearing Kriya is in a standing position. So Gemara asks, Elamayata, if you're going to be... Iyov's not a Jew? Why not? Iyov was not Jewish? I don't know. I have no information to say he wasn't.
Okay, I thought that he was.
Depends. It's a shiloh when he lived. It's a question when he lived. If he lived in the times of Moshe Rabbeinu, then there were no Jews. Okay, let's assume for now he was Jewish. Okay. Elamayata, I have a question. If you're going to say that just because it says Iyov got up, that means he dafka stood up, and it's not considered a valid tearing unless you stand up, if you're going to be such a stickler for every word that the pasuk says, Elamayata, there's a pasuk by Chalitza. It says, V'amad v'amar, the man who doesn't want to do Yibam will stand up and say, Lechafatzi lekachta, I don't want to marry her. So here the pasuk also says he stood up. So you're going to learn from here that chalitza has to be standing. Hachanami. Here also you're going to say chalitza has to be standing. Vatani, we learned in a brisa. Bein yoshev, whether you're sitting. Bein oimed, whether you're standing. Bein muta, whether you're leaning. And we know, so that means we're not so medaktik if the pasuk says to stand, that it's dafka have to be standing.
Why not? Why aren't we so medaktik? How could we not? How could we do that?
Why wouldn't we?
Yeah, well, be a stickler. I mean, every single letter, every single word, every single letter.
So maybe vayakam, just it's a way of speaking. In other words...
And I would also say by chalitz it's different, because kam could also mean you just take over the brother's name. So you didn't want vayakam his...
Doesn't
name.
Say, it says va'amad, right?
Okay.
Right, va'amad. Also, so I guess what the Gemara is saying is vayakam iyov. It means, vayakam would just mean he prepared himself to do, to position himself to do what he was about to do. Vayakam Iyov, vayikras me'iloi. So here, but we see that that Lashon of Amida is lav davka. Even though you're right, we always say that every word is accounted for and there are no extra words, but apparently this is a way you speak. So the Gemara says, Amar Le, so, right, Rav Ashi said to Amemar, how do you know Kriya de Ma'umad? So Amemar said, Vayakam Iyov. So Rav Ashi asked, what are you going to do with the pasuk of Amar Va'amar? So Amemar said back, Amar Le Hasam Loiksev Vayamoid. It doesn't say, and he stood up. The and he stood up would mean that he needs to. It's a more of a directive. Hasam Loiksev Vayamoid Vayoimer. And he stood up and he said. If it would have said and he stood up and he said, then we would have been able to learn out that you need to stand up and say. Hacha Ksiv Vayakam Vayikra. But here it says, and he got up and he tore. So we have a right to learn out that in order to, what? In order to do Kriya, you have to stand. So. What? Halachalam? That's what the Gemara is trying to say? Yeah. Yeah. So, but the Gemara is going to move on from here. The Gemara says, Amar Rami Bar Chama Minayin L'Kriya Shehi Me'umad. How do you know Kriya is standing? Shanemar Vayakom Yoiv Vayikra. Because the Pasuk says, and Yoiv got up and he tore. But the Gemara asks, Dilma Milsa Yisar Tehu Da'avid. Maybe he just did an extra thing. Yeah, Taka, he stood up, but you don't have to.
They wouldn't let us know that then.
So, I mean, then why do I need to? Says the Gemara, Diloy Tema Hachi, because if you're not going to say this, Vayagez Es Roisha Yachanami. It also says he tore out the hair of his head. So, well, you have to do that? Of course, you don't have to do that. So, in other words, I but you'll ask, so why is the Torah telling you that he stood up? You know why? To show how terrible he felt. Really, you don't have to stand up. But the Navi is expressing the sorrow of Eov that he stood up and he tore out and he tore Kriya. You don't have to stand up, but it says it because it's expressing his.
But why do we have to know the details? What should have just said? And he was very sad. And then why go through the details of letting us know if not to make a drush from it? In other words, he was anguished by it.
Mm-hmm.
Why do I care what he did after that if there's no...
I hear. But the Gemara is saying, obviously there are certain details that are described that are not to learn out from. Namely, it says, Vayagez Es Roisha, he pulled out the hair of his head. Hachanami, there also you have to... So therefore, we've successfully slugged up the Raya. Because just like Vayagez Es Roisha, you can't learn from...
Up by saying none of it means anything.
No, the Navi apparently is trying to give us real descriptions of his anguish. I mean, you could just say, and he was very upset, but it's better to give like a real account. Like when you tell a story.
Yeah.
When you tell a story.
It's not a story.
Yeah, but trying to say how terrible his tsar was. So how should you say how terrible someone's tsar is? His tsar was very terrible, or that he actually pulled out the hair of his head, or that he stood up to tear Kriya. Okay. Elamei Hacha. So we're going to bring a proof from here. When David HaMelech was told that Avshalom killed the rest of his children, David's children, when in fact he only killed one, but David heard that Avshalom killed his children, it says, Vayishkav, it says, Vayakam HaMelech Vayikras B'gadav, the king stood up and he tore his clothing. It says, maybe he did an extra thing. Again, the same thing we said about Eov. Why? So you say, but is the Torah being so dramatic by David? Because if you don't say this, it says that he slept on the floor. Hachanami? You have to sleep on the floor when you're an Avel? In fact, you don't have to sleep on the floor. You're not even supposed to. Because one of the things an Avel has to do is turn over his bed. Now, if this Avel sleeps on the floor and doesn't turn over his bed, he's not Yotze, the mitzvah of Avelos. V'atanya, Yashav Agave Mita, if you, what gersa do you have? Do you have Yashav or Yashain?
Yashain.
Yashain, right? I have Yashav.
Yashav. Yeah,
Yashav. It's Yonim, says Yashav.
Right.
What do you have in the main text? Yashav Agabe Mita. If you sat on a chair, Agabe Kise, on a bed or on a chair, Agabe Udaini Gedoila, on a big mortar, Agabe Karka, La Yatsa Yidei Chavasa. You do not fulfill your Chiyav. Why? V'am Rabbi Yochanan Shalei Kiyem Kfiya Samita, because you didn't fulfill turning over the bed. So it's not enough to sleep on the floor. It says, you actually have to turn over the bed. So why did David sleep on the floor? Obviously, that's just what he did. It's not telling you halachas. You're right, this is a very unnerving Gemara. This is like goes contrary to the main yesod of drashas, and that is that every word and letter is accounted for, and no details are extra.
What's the point of bringing this whole thing down anyway?
So again, it's trying to show how terrible David felt.
What's the halachas kriyas hamita? What exactly does that mean?
You have to turn over your bed and sleep on it upside down. We don't do it anymore. You sleep on the bed upside down. Yes.
It didn't say yashin, it just said kfiyas, which means yashin.
Yeah. You turn it over and you sleep upside down. You don't even sleep on the floor. You have to sleep on the upside down bed. We don't do this anymore. Lamaisa, some poiskim hold, the shach and the taz hold, bezman hazeh, and avel should sleep on the floor. And we're mekel. Question is how we're allowed to be, but we're not machmer on that. But it seems like the Pesukim do say that an Avel should sleep on the floor. Okay. Anyway, so bottom line is, by David, we've proven that there are details that are not lehalacha. So maybe one of them is the fact that he stood up to tear kriya. So Gemara says, no. It says he got up to tear kriya, so we could learn out that you let us stand, that you have to stand up. It says he slept on the floor. Amar le ke'en arzah. It doesn't mean he slept on the floor. It's as if he slept on the floor. Why? Meaning he turned over his bed and he slept on it. And that's what it means. He slept on the floor. It's as if he slept on the floor. Tanu Rabbanan, new sugya. Ve'elu dvarim shah avel asar b'hem. The following things that avel is not to do. Asar b'malacha, he can't work. Uverachitza, he can't bathe. That means he can't bathe his whole body in cold water or even his hands, face, and feet in hot water. Uvesicha, he can't smear himself with oils of a tashin shamit, the marital relations of an ilas sandal. He's not to wear shoes. Va'asar likrois betaira uvenevim uveksuvim. He can't read the Chumash, the prophets, the scriptures, the lishnois b'mishnah. He can't learn mishnayis b'medrash uvehalachos. I believe halachos refers to the halachos of the sifri and the sifra. Uvehashas or gemara uveagados and agadata. But what if he's a rebbe? What if he needs to give to teach the public? If he's a public teacher, he does not stop giving shir.
Even though it's his job. Because we said, specifically, he's not doing his malacha, but then...
He's not at work. So, okay. So you're saying, so we didn't say he could collect the paycheck here. He gives the shir. There's a shaila. Can a rebbe get paid? Stam. Is a rabbi allowed to get paid?
Why is it
now to take money from Torah? Ma Hashem b'chinam, af ata b'chinam. The Rambam paskins, you're not to take money. Luckily, we don't paskin like the Rambam.
No, we get paid for the time, right?
For like watching cucumbers. For like for babysitting.
Babysitting.
Yeah, but we don't know. No, because we. Because then you wouldn't have any rabbanim, because if they would be getting paid babysitting rates.
When you pay Bal Kaira, it's the same idea, right? You're paying for
possibly, but at least there he's not teaching, they're just reading it. The Rambam paskins, you're not allowed to take money. We don't paskin like the Rambam. We paskin like the other Rishonim. In fact, the Chavetz Chaim was asked the question, should, let's say, a Rebbe take a side job, you know, get a degree and take a side job, and this way, not have to take money from teaching like the Rambam, or should he rely on the kula? It's a bir halacha. I think it's Siman Kuf Nun Hey, and the Chavetz Chaim says that in this dar, it's almost impossible to do. But you can't do it. You can't do it. In other words, the level of scholarship will be too diminished if somebody splits it. In other words, let's say the Chavetz Chaim had a store, so he could do it. He was able to be the Chavetz Chaim and to have a store. But the Chavetz Chaim paskins not to do that. He paskins not to do that. Okay, fine.
Do you think his wife was taking care of the store or someone else?
His wife is taking care of the store. Could be. Anyway, Viter, yeah? Now, I remember, when Rav Yisrael Reisman was sitting Shiva, he had the Shaila. You know, he gives this Navi Shir. There are 1,000 people there. But I think... If I'm not mistaken. You mean giving a shir in Hilchas
Megalchim?
You mean giving a shir in that?
Yeah.
Stam, you're allowed to learn that, certainly. The question is, could you give your Rebbe in the yeshiva teaching, Shnayim Ochs and Metalis?
Right.
The Shaila is not. There's a story in the son of Rabbi Yossi passed away in Tzipori. He came into the Shulva Darish Kalayim Kulay. Rabbi Barachana Isra Be Milsa. Rabbi Chana had an avelos. Savar, he held to lay the meibach lepirka. He can't go to the big shir. Can't go to the achikala. Amar le Rabbi Chanina. Rabbi Chanina told him, "No, I'm hoyu rabim srichim lo eino nimna. If the people need you, you don't stop." So he figured, okay, if I have to give shir, I'm going to appoint a meturgeman, because that's how they used to give shir. They would whisper it to the meturgeman, and the meturgeman would be the loudspeaker. You know, they didn't have microphones, so you get a guy with a booming voice. You tell him the shir, and he would boom it out. He thought he was going to appoint his regular meturgeman. his loudspeaker. Amalei Rav, you could give shir, but you have to make some hefresh of avad shleyamid torgamon. You cannot appoint the loudspeaker. You got to do it yourself to show that chach, there's some sign of avelos. Yeah? In other words, typically when a magid shir would give shir, he would whisper it to the guy with the loud voice. But when someone is ba'avelos, you have to show a hefresh, so you have to just do it without the mitorgamon. What do you do if you can't boom it out yourself? You do that which we learned in Hebrew. There's a story, and the son of Rehuda Bar Eloi passed away. And Rehuda Bar Eloi went to the Beis HaMedrash. Reb Chananya ben Akavya also entered. And he sat next to him. So if you can't appoint an Amora, you do like a Shinoi. One rabbi whispers to the next rabbi who whispers to the Amora, to the loudspeaker. Hopefully this won't be a broken telephone. You know, one rabbi says, Usher, and then the loudspeaker, he gives his interpretation. The Torgamon is Shmuel Rabim. Okay, now we come to an amazing sugya. What is the Ikar Avelos? How many days is the Ikar Avelos? 3 days, right? Toisus on your testament house, Shloisha Yamim, Kach Hu Ikar Avelos Lekami Kamal Mili. The little Toisus on your testament house says that the main Avelos is 3 days, and another example is 3 days for crying. What about tefillin? Can an Avel wear a tefillin? Pe'er. Hashem told Yecheskel, Pe'ercha Chavish Alech. You do wear a tefillin, but a regular Avel's Masha doesn't. For how long?
It's a machlag as if it's a tefillin or a man.
Pe'er, we said also a seven.
It could be a turban, we said also.
Mm-hmm.
You
learn from Aaron that seven, it had to be
seven. So how many days does an Avel not wear a tefillin? Avel Gimel Yamim Harishanim Asalani Echtfon. The first 3 days he cannot wear tefillin. Mishlishi ve'elach, from the 3rd day and on, Ushlishi bechlal, including the 3rd day, Mutter l'hani echtfon. He's allowed to wear tefillin. Now this is a big machlokes Rishanim. Does it mean he doesn't wear it for 2 days and he could wear it from the 3rd day? Yeah, but the question is, what does this opinion hold? They're not. This is a Tana. There's no, what did this Tana mean? The Lashon is, he can't do it for 3 days. That implies even into the 3rd day he can't wear tefillin. Maybe a tiny bit. He could, because it says, Mishlishi ve'elcha shlishi bechlal muter. So if the 3rd day is muter, why does it say Avel Gimel Yom Rishon Maser? Unless you say it's also for 2 full days and a tiny bit on the 3rd, and then from a little bit on the 3rd and on, he puts it on. It's machlokes Rishonim between Rashi and Tosfos.
Is it just tefillin or mitzvahs in general?
Just tefillin. Avol is chayav in all the mitzvahs. Look at Rashi. Ushlishi bechlal, mutar laniach tefillin, de'ikar avelos enoi ela beiz yamim. Rashi seems to be saying that the 3rd day you could wear tefillin the whole day, even if you started from before Alois HaShachar, the avelos is only 2 days. Taisus, on the other hand, says Mishlishi ve'elach u'shlishi chashvinan mektsasai kekulai. The 3rd day, also a tiny bit, you don't put on tefillin, and then from there on, you could wear tefillin.
Yeah, we said for Yom Tov to nullify the shiva, it has to be 3 full days.
Only according to one sheet, though.
3 full days.
It'd be 72 hours.
No, regarding rechitza, you can't do rechitza until the night, right?
We possibly said that, right? You just need a little bit.
Oh, the 3rd day has to be the whole day? Right now, to cut it off, do you need 3 days? Did we have that? What did we say? No, the machlok is on day 7 and day 30. But what about 3?
What about 2 days? You need at least 3 days in order for...
No, but the question is, that 3rd day, does it have to be a whole day? Did we have about that? We discussed day 7.
Right.
We discussed day 30. But day 3, we said you can't bathe that day at all. But the question is, do you need a full day? I don't know if we discussed that. I don't remember discussing that. We had that? Here we're learning that, regarding tefillin, the Tana Kama holds, 3 days you can't wear tefillin. What about vimbo panim chadashos? So now it's the 3rd day. Now, new Menachemim come. They don't know today's the third day. They might think today's the first day. So maybe now you need to take off your tefillin. No, enoy choylites. You don't take off your tefillin. Dibri Rabbi Lezer. This is the opinion of Rabbi Lezer. Rabbi Yeshua Imer. No, not 3 days. Avel beiz yomim harishayim asan yachtvan. The first 2 days he doesn't wear tefillin. Misheni, but from the second day, visheni bechlal mutol haniach tefillin. So it seems like the opinion of Rabbi Yeshua again is machlokes rishayim. Is it asr a little bit on the second day, or is it mutter the whole second day? But according to Rabbi Yeshua, only the first full day is asr wear tefillin. From there on out, it's mutter. But if new people come, you got to take the tefillin off because they don't know today's the second day. Then bo panim chadashas choylitz. So it's a machlokes, Rabbi Lezer and Rabbi Yeshua. People don't believe anything anyone says. So. Yeah, it's machlokes, Rabbi Lezer and Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Lezer says what? 2 days asr. Rabbi Yeshua says 1 day is asr. Amar Rav Masna, my time with Rabbi Lezer. What's the reason of Rabbi Lezer that 2 days is asr? Tachsev. And the days of the mourning of Moses were completed. That means, what do you mean the days? Well, they mourned him 30 days. Yimei, 2 days. That means the Ikar Avelis is 2 days. From here we learn the main intense Avelis is 2 days, and therefore you don't wear tefillin for 2 days. Amar of Inamai Tam de Rabbi Yeshua. What's Pshan Rabbi Yeshua who says you don't wear tefillin on the first day? Dechsev, the Acharisa ki Yoimar. There's a punishment that God threatens that their end will be like the bitter day. The day of Misa, the first day is the bitter day. The main Avelos is 1 day. So, Frakti Gemara, Rabbi Yeshua, Nami Haksiv, Ayitmu Yimei. Rabbi Yeshua, they said, what's Rabbi Yeshua going to do with the Pasuk that seems to say that the Ikar Avelos is 2 days? So he's going to say, that's right, Moshe Rabbeinu was such a great man that by him the Avelos was 2 days. Ar Melecha, Shani Moshe, the talk of Avle. Moshe is different, that his Avelos was strong. Says Gemara, Rabbi Lezer, Nami Haksiv, Vachrisa, Kiyomar. And Rabbi Lezer also, but the Pasuk says that the main bitter Avelos is what? 1 day. So how come he says 2 days? So the Rabbi Lezer says back, you're right, the main Avelos is 1 day, but the main Avelos is 2 days. You're right, the first day is more bitter, but the first 2 days is still, there's the main, and then there's the main.
Wings.
Yeah. Iker Marira Chad Yomahu. Okay, now here's the grand finale. Amarula. So let's get clear the two opinions. Rabbi Lezer holds, you don't wear tefillin for 2 days, and on the third day, you don't take off the tefillin if new people come. Rabbi Yeshua says, you don't wear tefillin for 1 day, but on the second day, you do take off tefillin if people come. So they're each machmer and mekel. Rabbi Lezer is machmer on the tefillin, the duration of the amount of time you don't wear tefillin, but he's makel on the removal. Rabbi Yeshua is makel on the duration of time you don't wear tefillin, but he's machmer on the removal. Amar Ula, halacha k Rabbi Lezer b'chalitza. The halacha is like Rabbi Lezer regarding removing the tefillin, that you don't have to remove the tefillin on the third day. Because Rabbi Lezer only said on the third day. The halacha k Rabbi Yeshua b'hanacha. The halacha is like Rabbi Yeshua, that what? That you only don't wear a tefillin on day one, but on day two, you do wear a tefillin. So now the question is going to be, okay, you wear a tefillin on day one. On day three, you don't remove the tefillin. But what about on day two? Do we say, well, the halacha is like Rabbi Lezer by removal, but Rabbi Lezer is only talking about the third day. Or they say, no, Rabbi Lezer is only talking about the third day because he holds you wear tefillin on the second day. If he would hold you don't wear tefillin on the second day, he would agree that
you don't have to
remove it.
You just have to know why he said you have to take it off. If it's because people won't
know. He holds you don't have to take it off.
But if you hold what the reasons are, then what's the reason why you have to remove it?
No, you don't have to remove it. What's the reason why he holds you don't have to remove it? Again, that we're saying halacha is like Rabbi Lezer, that on day three you don't have to remove it. It's a new person. He didn't discuss. You know why? Because he held that you're wearing it on day two in the first place. He held that what on day two?
Day two, you're wearing it.
One second. Rabbi Lezer, well, let's get this clear. Rabbi Yeshua holds Reb Lezer holds. Let's get this clear. Rabbi Lezer holds you don't wear tefillin for 2 days. But on the third day, you do, and you don't remove it. Rabbi Yeshua says you don't wear tefillin for 1 day. And on the second, and then you do remove it, if people come. So the Gemara is saying, we paskin like Rabbi Yeshua, that you wear tefillin on day two. And we paskin like Rabbi Lezer, that you don't remove the tefillin. Now, but Rabbi Lezer only said that on day three. So the question is, would he also agree that on day two
you don't remove
the tefillin? Or maybe he would say, no, only on day three you don't remove the tefillin. But on day two, you would remove it because maybe it's questionable whether you even wear it in the first place. Or do we say, no, he holds, once you're allowed to wear tefillin, you wear the tefillin. On day two, according to Ula, do you remove it or not? So the Gemara conveniently brings the proof from what Ula himself said. Tashma, Amar Ula, choylaitz umeiniach afilo mea pamim. Then on day two, you taka, remove it and put it back on even 100 times. If you're removing it just... Well,
that's when you do it. You would have
to. Well, it depends. Somebody takes off his tefillin to do ketanim, you don't make a bracha. Somebody removes tefillin for gedolim, you do make a bracha. Why? Because technically you could do ketanim and tefillin. So anytime you're removing tefillin in a situation where you're allowed to wear it, really, you would not make a bracha. Says Gemara Tanya, Namiach, we learned in a Braisa like this as well. Yehuda ben Tema Oimer, Choylet, Umeiniach, you remove it and you put on a tefillin meyapamim. Rava Amar, Kivin Sheheniach. Rava says, no, once you put on the tefillin, Shaveinu Chalas, you don't have to remove it. So in other words, listen carefully. That means Rava holds that you wear a tefillin on day two, and if you put it on, you don't remove it. In fact, the Gemara, Rava holds you wear tefillin on day two. But Rava said earlier on Chafam and Aleph, Vaharava Huda Amar, Halacha Ketana Didan. Rava is the one who said the halacha is like our Tana, that the Ikar Avelus is 3 days. So the Ikar Avelus is 3 days. Why does he say you wear tefillin on day two? You shouldn't wear tefillin on day two. So maybe this fits in with those who say, you're right, you don't do it on day three, at least a tiny bit. So meaning, how is this very, Rav is inconsistent. Because now he's saying, you don't remove the tefillin. In other words, how could Rav say, you don't remove the tefillin on day two, but Rav holds Ikar Avelus is 3 days? Says the Gemara, the Amar Shloisha. The Gemara says, mitzvah shani, mitzvah is different. You're right, Ikar Avelus is 3 days. But we don't want you to lose out on the mitzvah of tefillin, and therefore you put it on immediately on day two. Rabbi say, have a great night. We have a minion.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.